Hello, welcome to the Resilience Toolkit, one of our series of toolkit courses that can help give you the tools to improve yourself, improve your performance in whatever it is that you're looking to improve your performance in, and help you to become the best you can be in a kind of small, simple way. So in this course, we're going to talk about resilience. We're going to talk about what resilience is, look at some definitions, how it is that some people seem to be more resilient than other people, and look at how that difference affects the outcome in terms of the way that we perceive the world, the way that we behave. And also, we're going to talk about how resilient you are and how you fit into that whole scale of things. And we're going to give you some tips and some tools, some sets of beliefs and some behaviors that are going to help you to become more resilient in the future. So if that sounds good, then watch on and we'll crack on with looking at what resilience is. So let's start with a definition. So resilience is quite simply the ability to bounce back from difficulties. And as a definition, that works quite well. And I do think that it is that ability to bounce back from difficulties that makes a difference between people who are resilient and people who aren't resilient. And the important thing to recognize, I guess, is that resilience isn't fixed. This lady here is called Emmy Werner, and she carried out a longitudinal study on an island off Hawaii over 30 years, where they looked at the whole cohort of babies who were born in one particular year and studied them measured in all kinds of different measures and all sorts of different things that they were looking at and studying over 30 years to look at how everything impacted on them: family, education, the environment they were in, the way they interacted with other people, and so on. And it was a real landmark study. And in one of the things that they were looking at was resilience. And interestingly, it was difficult to actually define whether someone was going to be resilient based on their environment or their family, their parents, or whatever. That didn't seem to be fixed. It didn't seem to be related specifically to any environmental conditions. The other thing that was interesting was that although different people became resilient in different ways, resilience changed over some people's lives. So some people who weren't very resilient at the start of their lives or when they were children became resilient as they got older. And some people who started off being quite resilient as children became less resilient as time went on. So that's something that's really important to me. And that says that resilience isn't fixed. It's something that we can learn to do. It's something that we can improve. So if you're not feeling very resilient at the moment, then, you know, have good faith, because we will be looking at how you can improve your resilience as we go through the course. So let's begin to look at resilience and what it means for individuals and how it is that some people are more resilient than others. I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. This guy's called Pegleg Bennett, in fact. He's called Pegleg because you've probably noticed, if you look closely, that he's only got one leg. And he changed his name by deedpoll to Pegleg because he was getting into trouble on Facebook with his name, which was Rick Pegleg Bennett. So he's actually changed his name to Pegleg. Now, he was born with no ankle, with one ankle missing, and had his leg amputated at quite a young age. But you might kind of feel that he's excused from doing all kinds of stuff in life because of this. But that's not been the case with with Pegleg, as he is now. And here's just some examples. Pegleg is a surfer. He's got a special surf leg. You can see it there. It looks like a proper foot on the end of it. He has legs for running, he's got legs for mountain climbing, he has legs for surfing, and he's got legs for going out drinking, because he quite often loses them if he's been out on a big party night, and actually literally becomes legless as a result of that. So he's a surfer. He's a world champion adaptive surfer. He competed in Hawaii, and he's competed in Japan and various other places. He also carried the Olympic torch in 2012. This is him running through Truro with it. And he took part in the Shelterbox Dartmoor Challenge. This is us. This is a whole load of people that we put together from various client bases, people who had never done anything like this before. And the Shelterbox Dartmoor Challenge was a 30-mile race across Dartmoor for teams of four carrying a shelter box with everything that people would need to survive in a disaster zone. So tent, stove, all that kind of stuff that they need. And this is him. He, you know, he said he was going to be the one who carried the box on his back, and here he is climbing over a gate. So the important thing to recognize here is that some people are definitely more resilient than others, and they appear to naturally be more resilient than other people. So resilience is the ability to bounce back from difficulties. It's not about people who don't have difficulties in their lives. It's about their ability to grab hold of those difficulties and bounce back from them and carry on, not as if nothing's happened, because obviously something has happened. And the important thing to recognize here is that it's not what happens to you in life that's important. It's what you do with it in here and then how that affects your behavior that's really important to you. So what I'd like you to do now is to complete the questionnaire about resilience, so we can start to look at your own levels of resilience. And in the next video, we'll explore what that means, and we'll start to look at why it is that some people are more resilient than others. So what is it psychologically that happens? And once we understand that, then we can do something about it. Because once we're aware of something, we can influence it. If you're not aware of something, you can't do anything about it. It's hence the questionnaire that I'd like you to do before you watch the next video. So go do the questionnaire, and I'll see you in the next video.